name is Steve Stevens, the best sports consultant money can buy. I make more money betting sports than anybody in the world. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. The game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, because all I pick is winners. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks. Money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the VIP Sports Podcast. I'm Darren Otero, a.k.a. Steve Stevens, the bookie killer. Sitting here with my ride-along host, the paparazzi. Good morning, brother.
What's going on?
Another day, another dollar, man. Out here grinding. Major League Baseball, NHL, and basketball actually is in full effect right now. We've been murdering NBA. Usually every show I say we ain't doing too much NBA. NBA sucks. But we're at the time of the year now where we can get a good grip on it and actually make some fucking money.
Anybody following our social medias know that you got a new little present there, a new car.
Oh, yeah, just a new Rari. No big deal.
My question is, what do you like better, the role, especially at your age now? You're a father, a little bit older. Do you like the Rolls or do you like the Rari?
The truth is, I feel like a fucking tool, and I'm probably going to take the Ferrari back, to be honest with you. The Rolls Royce all day long. At my age, I need luxury. I can't be riding around in no fucking go-kart. Last night, I was doing 180 miles an hour fucking in a 45. That car is completely out of pocket for me.
Yeah.
It's going to be no good. All I can do is hurt myself. Like I said, if I was a little younger, it'd be no big deal. But like I said, I don't know. I might keep it. We'll see.
My daughter was laughing at me yesterday. She said, Dad, how the fuck do you even get in the car?
Yeah, you barely did, actually.
I barely did get even and out of the car. That is true. I like the Rolls, guys. Stick with the Rolls.
I guess we should ask the fans.
Yeah.
What do you like better, Rari, Rolls, or fuck it? Both.
Yeah. Good question. Put your comments in, guys.
Anyway, April 21st, this is podcast number 312, show sponsored by BetUS, Blue Chew, and, of course, Best Per Head. You guys want to get a hold of us, 877-220-6540. Go to our website, VIPSportsLasVegas.com. Put your phone number in. We'll get back with you with a free pick. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, VIPSportsLV. If you don't want to call, direct message me about doing business is probably the best way of going about it. You'll hear back from me immediately. Now, guys, we will not DM or spam you about contests or promotions. So if you get contacted by an account with my picture that says they are me, look for the blue check mark to make sure that it's me for your own safety.
Yes.
Plain and simple. Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube or whenever you listen to any podcast. Click the bell on YouTube to receive notifications on all videos we post. And we greatly appreciate your thumbs up and we read all your comments. Make sure you like, subscribe, and make a comment, and also share this podcast with a bunch of other people. Get in the game, guys, and set yourself up with my absolute blowout winner merchandise. We're going to be doing a couple new pieces here real soon. You got winners and you got losers. Which one are you? Go to absoluteblowoutwinner.com. Let's get right into NHL right off the fucking bat. Who's that sponsored by?
Well, it's brought to us by our friends over at BetUS. Established in 1994, BetUS is America's favorite sports book, and they're ready to take your game to the next level. With more than 50 sports offered, along with horses, online slots, and a full casino with new promotions happening all the time. BetUS.com is a fully licensed sportsbook providing the premier betting experience to millions of satisfied customers around the world. Sign up for a new account with BetUS today using our promotional code VIPS125 and get a 125% bonus on your first deposit. And if you act today, they'll throw in an extra $25 free play just for signing up. Follow them on social media at BetUSOfficial. Tell them Steve Stevens sent you. BetUS.com, America's favorite sports book.
Great read, bro. Thursday and Friday, let's get right into it. Bruins at the Sabres. Boston beat Buffalo 2-0 on Tuesday in Buffalo. Boston has won five straight games overall. The Red Sox aren't the only ones hot, you know what I mean?
No, and Boston is always a team, when the playoffs arrive, is a team that's always hot. They usually make a deep run into the playoffs. So, you know, Boston's definitely a team to look out for, and Buffalo, guys, is a team that's going in the opposite direction.
Not only that, but Boston's beaten Buffalo four straight games this season, so they definitely own them this year. In those four games, Boston and Buffalo, have combined for just 17 goals.
And just a note, there's a new video, guys. We've been filming a lot of videos, and there's a sports betting 101 trends coming out, and that would be a trend that you would probably look
Correct.
To follow.
In my video, I say you don't follow historical trends, you follow current trends. No one gives a fuck about a record that's been going since 1960 or 1905. You know
Correct.
What I mean? It's all about what's happening today. And I will give you guys a little game on that when that Sports Betting 101 comes out. Saturday, you got our boys, the Golden Knights, at the Ducks, looking to get in them playoffs and clinch their little spot, which is happening for sure. We previewed this matchup last week, and I said the Knights will take care of business. Result, Knights won straight up and covered both games against the spread. Mm-hmm. Vegas has won seven straight games, hot as a pistol. Ducks are 28-18 against the spread, but 18 of their covers were on the road, not at home. And we talked about that last week. A lot of these teams, you got to back to the trends, teams that are winning on the road, teams that are winning at home. Real fucking simple, man. It's an easy mathematical way to make money.
Right.
Give yourself an honest shot.
But you have to know what you're looking for and the time to look for it and the right stuff to be looking for.
Right. And maybe in the Sports Betting Minute, we'll give a little knowledge on maybe how they can find pitcher-umpire matchups and actually get a little background on the umpires, whether they favor the strike zone, whether they favor it high, whether they favor it low, whether they favor walks.
Can't give away too much.
Right. Well, maybe we'll just do like a home referee and away referee, what the record is. Thursday and Saturday, big-time games, guys. Hurricanes at Panthers. Hurricanes beat Tampa Bay 4-1 on Tuesday in Tampa. Hurricanes, by the way, 29-10. Panthers, 29-12, both with good records. Hurricanes have the worst against the spread record in hockey, by the way, 6-15 against the spread away. Not at home, away. Another trend you need to look at. Hurricanes are 5-0 to the under in their last five road games in the first period, which we've talked about first period totals several different times.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, I mean, why would you rather wait 3 hours to get paid when you have first period totals that not only are on fire, but you're paid in 1 hour?
I mean, I would definitely like to get paid in 1 hour, number one. But if it's something that's successful, and we've outlined this for 3 years, how successful our first period totals are, that's all that matters, getting paid.
Exactly. Thursday and Saturday, Capitals at New York Islanders. Capitals are 5-1 to the over in the first period, their last five games. New York has allowed just 11 goals in their last five games. New York is 19-2 at home this season. Fucking phenomenal.
Yep.
Washington is a solid 15-7 on the road, so this should be a great game.
Should be a great game. Maybe not one that you're going to go bet a lot of money on, but definitely a great game.
Enough of hockey. Let's get right into Major League Baseball, Poppy. Who's that sponsored by?
We're buzzing right through this one. Major League Baseball segment is brought to us by my favorite people over at Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. No visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package, and the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com today and consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. It's that easy. And today, Blue Chew is offering a special deal for the fans of the VIP Sports Las Vegas podcast. Go to BlueChew.com and use our promotional code VIP and get your first shipment absolutely free. That's promo code VIP and you'll only pay the $5 shipping fee. So up your swagger and be a baller in and out of bed with Blue Chew. That's blue like the color, BlueChew.com. Try it for free today.
Let's get right into the weekend series preview. Now, this is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got the Padres at Dodgers. Last weekend's matchup was action-packed.
Sure
By
was.
The way, these teams hate each other.
They do. It's the big rivalry. The Padres put up a lot of money the last two off seasons to compete with the Dodgers. And if last weekend's series is any preview of how it's going to be with this rivalry, get ready. Buckle your seatbelts, guys.
Well, you've seen what Seattle did. I mean, Dodgers, you know what I mean? So you got to look out for Seattle right now. They're fucking hot as a pistol.
I've privately been talking to Skip a lot about baseball. He's been sending me insane statistics. The first couple of weeks in baseball this season are absolutely wacky. The teams with the lowest batting averages are leading the leagues, leading league divisions. Teams that started 0-3 have gone on 9 consecutive wins. We've outlined that with Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle is up there at the top of the division. Just absolute wacky, crazy start to the season. And It's going to be interesting. Are the Yankees and the big boys going to turn it around and get
they
there?
They better. They better.
Or is this season going to be absolutely just whackified?
We'll see. But back to Padres-Dodgers. Dodgers, after winning seven straight games, didn't they?
Yep.
Seven straight games on the run line. L.A. lost three straight on the run line. Dodgers are 7-2 to the under in their last nine games, including four straight unders. Mm-hmm. You don't need to go necessarily play the Dodgers at $1.60 when the under is right there in your face at $1.10. You know, Dodgers and Padres have the two lowest team earned run averages in baseball. So, like I said, it's definitely going to be the matchup of the weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday again, you got Marlins at Giants. Giants are 4-1 at home. I'm not going to lie. I had the Phillies last night. They're up 6-4. They let those motherfuckers score six runs. And I took it right in the ass. I still have a tampon
in my
ass.
They were up 4-0 to start the game.
Unfucking believable. It is what it is. But these teams just played in Miami, and the under hit twice in three games. San Francisco has won three straight games, relying on good pitching, but the Giants scored 10 runs in their victory against Philly last night, like I said. San Francisco has four straight wins on the run line. Moving on, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you got Nationals at Mets. Mets are 4-1 at home. Nationals are 2-4 away. Nationals, are they going to come out?
They won the World Series 2 years ago. Last year, they were extremely disappointing. Obviously, it was a COVID year, so you can write that off. This team got some more offense, and they have very good pitching. But I don't know. This is another team that started horrible. Can they turn it around? They definitely have the talent to turn it around, but
we'll see.
Yeah.
Mets are just 3-8 on the run line, by the way. Nationals have just one win on the run line in their last six games. Under trend. Nationals are 5-2 to the under in their last seven games. Mets are 7-2 to the under in their last nine games. Pay attention, guys. Mets' Brandon Nemo is hitting almost 400 this season. Fucking amazing, huh?
It is.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Oakland A's at Baltimore. Oakland has won 10 straight games. Baltimore is 1-6 at home. Baltimore is 5-1 to the under in their last six games. Oakland's Ramon Laureano has eight stolen bases already this season. That motherfucker's stealing everything.
Yeah. They Oakland stole my money the opening series of the season. And as soon as I jumped right off of them, boom, all they did was
10
win.
Straight, baby.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Mariners at Red Sox. Red Sox are 12-6, but just 6-5 at home. Red Sox are 7-3 their last 10 games. Seattle is 7-3 in their last 10 games. Seattle is surprisingly tied for first place in the AL West. It's not really a surprise. They're fucking playing good. Seattle and Boston are each 14-4 on the run line. Boston, our boy Xander is batting 400 so far this season. Just fucking truly amazing, these guys' batting's average.
Yeah, all I'll say with Seattle guys is they did get lucky. They played at Baltimore. Baltimore is one of the worst teams in the league. They got Houston, who is dealing with some COVID issues and stuff, so they didn't have a full lineup and everything. So Seattle, I'm not a believer in Seattle. Maybe I'll come back to have
They beat the Dodgers. Should.
They did. I may have to come back and eat my words, but hopefully we're playing this segment right now later on in October, and Seattle is nowhere, and that's where I believe they will be.
You have any friends that like betting sports? That's what I thought. Next question. Gambling's a trillion-dollar industry. Everybody out there is making money. I own a sports betting consultant business here in Las Vegas.
All day winning.
Yeah, I'm this close from having my business blow the f*** up. I'm the one that tells you who to bet on. I'm not the bookie. I'm a bookie killer.
I'm the Michael Jordan of this business. Let me do my job, please.
When we want to move big money on games, we come out to Vegas.
When you buy stock on the LA Lakers, you know the coach, you know the five players, you know the injury, and you know the opposing team that they're playing. Why the f*** would you bet the stock market?
Whop! Got him.
Let's get it.
You know that's all we do is win, right? Winning is the easy part.
I'm getting paid.
You do like making money, correct?
I'm here for one reason and one reason only.
Ooh. To make you money.
You do like making money, correct? I'm Steve Stevens. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer. Whether you're here in town on business or to flat out gamble, don't forget, Sports betting is a multi-billion dollar industry, and you deserve your fair share. Call 877-220-6540 or go to VIPSportsLasVegas.com, mention this ad, and get a $500 personal play absolutely free. See you in the winner's circle.
Let's move right into NBA. Who's that brought to us by?
Well, that's brought to us by our newest sponsors, our good friends over at Besperhead. Besperhead is a turnkey white label solution for new or existing player management operators on the Paperhead pricing model. They have perfected a system that's worked successfully with bookmakers since 2007, and their dedicated support team leads the industry in customer satisfaction. Besperhead is open 24/7, 365 days a year, and is ranked as the number one Paperhead option for exceptional line management, premium software, and top shelf service. So if you're looking to be a boss and start your own sportsbook, or if you're looking for a new pay-per-head option, you'll love working with Steve's guys at Best Per Head. Visit them today at bestperhead.com or call 855-978-8883. And if you join this week and mention Steve Stevens, you'll get a three-week trial of Best Per Head's player management software absolutely free. Bestperhead.com. Take your business to a new level, and don't let the players be the only ones to get paid. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Friday, Celtics at Brooklyn Nets. James Harden is out indefinitely after a setback during his rehab of his hamstring. Kevin Durant injury is day-to-day. Brooklyn, despite their injuries, has covered four of their last five games. So, I mean, they're trying to get it done, but fuck, this team needs to get all their players out, their starters out there at the same time.
We all know my feelings about Kyrie, so I'm not going to go into that. Sadly, LaMarcus Aldridge, who had joined the team, had to retire this past week because of an irregular heartbeat. So, former All-Star LaMarcus Aldridge had a pretty good career. Portland Trail Blazers, then the San Antonio Spurs, and I think he suited up one game for Brooklyn and had to call it quits.
On the other hand, you got Boston, won six of their last seven games and covered four of their last five games. So, you know,
the only player in the NBA I think hotter than Jason Tatum would be Steph Curry. Tatum's been absolutely
agreed.
On fire.
Agreed.
But Kevin Durant, man, like, I'm a fan, Kevin Durant, don't get me wrong, but you're starting to get into that always injured kind of guy. And I know you're worth the money, and I know you are definitely, don't get me wrong, one of the best players in the NBA, but what happened to the old adage of guys like Isaiah Thomas playing with a pulled hamstring and stuff like that?
Oh, those days are over, brother.
Yeah.
You can't blame him for that.
But guys, toughen the fuck up.
Friday, Denver at Golden State. Steph Curry is absolutely balling out of control, just like paparazzi said. The dude is on absolute fire. Denver had that huge setback with the Jamal Murray injury, losing him for the season, but right in the middle of their hot streak. Golden State has covered five of their last six games as well, and Denver is still a top playoff contender in the West. Denver's won three straight games and covered two of those three games.
Yeah, you know, Denver would have been a very serious contender to possibly upset and go to the finals in a very, very packed West. But the Jamal Murray injury, I think, will be enough to knock them down to not be able to get there. Steph Curry, man, you talk about MVPs in this league. That guy is the MVP. Without Steph Curry, Golden State has no prayer. They cannot compete without him. That guy does it all. They double-team him, triple-team him. He is just the man, and shout-out to Steph Curry. It's great to watch you play, man. Every time I turn on a basketball game and put it on, how can you not smile watching that guy play basketball?
He's Michael Jordan without the dunks.
Yeah.
Plain and fucking simple. Friday and Saturday, Memphis at Portland. Memphis has the best against the spread record in the NBA, 36-20 against the spread. Memphis is 5-0 against the spread in their last five games. Memphis has hit the over in four straight games. Portland has covered just three times in their last nine games.
And Portland, guys, they've had a lot of injuries lately. Right now, Damian Lillard's been out. He might be back for this series for the weekend. So Portland is playing a lot better. Jokic was out last night's game. Don't know if he'll be back. That was a coach's decision. But now you're ramping up here towards playoff time. And remember now, the NBA playoff picture has changed because now 7, 8, 9, 10 is a playoff, is a play-in seeding to get into the playoffs. So these teams do not want to be in the 7th seed or 8th seed because then they now have to be a play-in to even get into the playoffs. So be very careful as we come here down to the playoff stretch. Watch for the seedings because these teams right here, it's very important to where they lock their seed in. So these games matter a lot.
Saturday, Raptors at Knicks. Believe it or not, the New York Knicks are one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now. As of Wednesday morning, the Knicks have won 7 games in a row straight up and 10 games in a row against the spread. Hot as a fucking pistol. Julius Randle has been playing like an MVP candidate for New York. Toronto's still fighting for a shot at making the playoffs. Toronto's 3-0 straight up and against the spread in their last 3 games.
You laugh a little bit like I do. Are you a believer in the Knicks, yes or no?
No. Previous meetings, the Knicks won and covered versus Toronto on April 11th.
You know, Tom Thibodeau, great coach. The Knicks, I think, did the right thing finally by getting a good coach. The Knicks, shout out to you guys. I mean, a team that's winning, especially a young team, take your hat off to them. Do I think they're playing a little bit above their heads? Absolutely. Do I think they have any prayer at making any run in the playoffs? Absolutely not. But shout out to a young team and Tom Thibodeau in the first year over there.
Some sports betting news. For the first time, the NFL is partnering with bookmakers in the United States. The NFL announced an agreement with Caesars, DraftKings, and FanDuel, making the sportsbook operations the first official sports betting partners of the NFL. The move could lead to point spreads betting
Integrated.
Yeah, here's my thing about this. We knew this was happening years and years and years and years ago. You know what I mean? And here now they see all the billions and trillions of dollars in sports betting. Now NFL wants their piece.
Of course.
So, guys, what I've been trying to tell you before gambling was legal anywhere besides Nevada is that this exact thing would happen. Sports betting is going to be legal in every state except for maybe 4 in the next 2 years. I don't think we'll ever get Alaska. I don't know if you're ever going to get these Bible-thumping states. I don't know if you'll ever get Alabama. Even though you would think Utah, even though you think like Alabama's a big college football and blah, 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 sports betting, I have no idea. But it's such a good thing for sports betting that all the leagues are getting their piece. They put it out all in the open right there and give you an honest opportunity. Everything has to be released about the players. Everything has to be public record, which gives you a better opportunity to win and make money.
I mean, I think it's smart. I think the leagues have all seen the writing on the wall. And, anything that is out there for the better and gives everybody a fair shot and it's out there, I think is best.
Let's move into boxing. Right as Snoop Dogg said, get my motherfucking money, Jake. Jake Paul dropped Big Ben late in the first round, and Paul is now 3-0 as a boxer. Here's the question, okay? Did you see the highlights, and what was your thoughts on the outcome of the fight?
Well, Snoop said he bet $2 million on the fight and was very ecstatic about it.
Well, I would never call Snoop out. He's my boy. I'd like to know where he bet $2 million at. One of the biggest sports bettors in the world. I couldn't get a fucking $100,000 off on the fight.
Yeah.
So who'd he bet $2 million with?
I don't know. I mean, he might have
so do you think he got $2 million on the fight?
No, but the line was only, $1.55, $1.60, so could he have found ways to do it? Probably.
I doubt it. Anyway, Jake Paul, congratulations. You're claiming you're 3-0 as a boxer. How about fighting a real boxer at this point, okay? All these guys that you're running through, doing your thing with. This guy's what, middleweight? He's either middle or light fucking heavy. Middleweight.
Middle to heavy, yeah.
So, like I said, fight a real boxer, and his record will go to 3-1 quick. I'm not hating on him. Dude, you look phenomenal. You're just beating up on people that aren't real boxers. You know, let's get you into the ring with a real boxer. I like your dedication. I like everything you're doing, but I would like to see him in the ring with a real boxer. He's a social media genius. The guy's making fucking tens of millions of dollars, and I'm on his dick.
Yeah.
Plain and fucking simple.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, that is what it is.
We got to discuss one or two other quick things.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The other thing quickly about that fight, Pete Davidson was back in the locker room before they were fighting. And very funny. Pete Davidson looked over at Mr. Paul there and said, man, I just got to tell you, I lost a lot of money on that Nate Robinson fight. I just didn't know, man. And that was pretty funny. But
that was breaking news, huh?
No. The breaking news is over about the Super League over in Europe. For all you soccer fans, I mean, Steve doesn't follow soccer all that often, especially over in Europe. So, this doesn't delight him or anything. But over in Europe, they have the Super League that they were trying to form with all of the elite teams over in Europe. So you had Barcelona, you had Arsenal, you had Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United, few other teams. They tried to go off on their own and form a Super League. And UEFA, the president of all soccer over there, got wind of it. And as soon as they made the announcement, they told them, boys, you just made a very big mistake. However, people make mistakes, and if you want to apologize and get out of it, you can. Well, instantly mobs started forming at these teams' football clubs outside the stadiums. And the football clubs realized, uh-oh, we did make a really big mistake. And within 24 to 48 hours, team after team have been pulling out of this Super League. So it does look like this Super League was not the right time to do it. They did not go about it in the right way. And it looks like this Super League already within days is already being defunct. And these guys are pulling out quicker than people trying to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And I mean no disrespect with that. But, guys, that's going on right there. The Kentucky Derby, the first Saturday in May, coming right up around the corner. We've been filming a lot of videos lately, so you're going to see a lot of stuff here on social media. We're doing our sports book reviews. We're just getting those in edit to give to you guys. The Sports Minute with Steve Stevens is going to be here starting next week, at least 2 to 3 to maybe even 4 times a week. So tune in for that. Mr. Stevens, that's all I got to say, my friend.
No, I got one more thing. Here's the deal, guys. You know, a lot of people, you know, they've been putting in comments. They get these little $50 promotions of action plays and VIP plays, and they're on there saying, I dealt with Steve Stevens and blah, blah, blah. First of all, you're not dealing with me, and you're not getting my personal games unless you're buying my personal plays.
Correct.
So don't get it confused. If you spend $50, you're going to get a college kid fucking level game based off trends and stats. You're not getting any inside information. Not saying that they're bad, but don't confuse my $100 and $200 promotions and go on Instagram and say that you've dealt with me. If you buy my personal plays, you would be nothing but putting comments in talking about how much money you're fucking making right now. So here's what I'm going to do. Everybody knows that my personal plays are $2,500 each.
Correct.
$25,000 a month, $12,500 for 2 weeks, et cetera, et cetera. I want everybody to have the opportunity one time. It's the only time I'm going to do it. You guys want to work with me personally. You want a taste of the big life without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you, now this is for first time guys only, okay? I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to work with me personally and get my personal plays that are hitting 74% right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 7 days of my personal plays, plain and fucking simple. Instead of charging you $6,200, I'm going to charge you $1,000. Instead of paying $2,500 to play, I'm going to give you 7 full days of my personal plays for $1,000. A $1,000 player picks up $5,000. A $2,000 player picks up $10,000. A $5,000 player picks up $25,000, plain and simple. So you want the opportunity to spend a little bit of money? $1,000, 7 days of my personal plays, and I'll show you how to make more money than you could possibly ever imagine. On behalf of VIP Sports, myself, the paparazzi, the crew, we love you. Stay safe, and remember one thing. Don't let the players be the only ones that get paid. Fair enough? We love you.
It's Steve Stevens. I bust your bookie head open. Split it to the white meat. I ain't joking. Me and Dirt Bomb in the ghost flow. Straight OG like the kush I be smoking. It's way too potent for rookies to come hit it. A little white girl around, I might sniff it. Popping bub in the club, so twisted. My pops keeps telling me to go get it. So I'm at the sports book, betting big on the Clippers. I'm talking about 5 figures. I need a few shots of liquor. Might need another zipper if the bomb play me. Fuck around and put a half a meal on Tom Brady. When it comes to betting sports, Steve Stevens a beast. Need a certified winner called VIP Sports. Got too many felonies to ride around with my Glock. So sure to keep it since I got shot in Vegas like Pop. Here and I am.